Under the new leadership of Tiger Shaw, Tricia Worthington has accepted a position as Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer for the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association. She'll be doing much of the same work she was doing at the Community Foundation, just on a more global scale.
Tiger really sees the foundation at the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Team as an area that has a lot of potential for growth to find additional funding for our athletes. And so they want to make some significant jumps in the annual fundraising. And so he has asked me to come on board and help with that challenge.
Worthington will stay on through the end of May, and then Community Foundation's Programs Manager Katie Wright has been named as Interim Director through July.
And then Katie is going to step in as the Interim Executive Director, and we will be doing a search. We'll be looking at external candidates as well as Katie. Katie has thrown her name in the hat for the position.
Wright says that while both she and Worthington are on the lookout for more funding, she doesn't see them as competitors for the same dollars.
U.S. Ski Team works on a more national scale, but we certainly would welcome more involvement from them in the Park City community. So I hope to encourage that. And I think I have a good in there to do that.
Up until last summer, Wright says she was one of two full-time people in the Community Foundation office, so she knows the job well.
She hired me just a couple months after she started, so really at the very beginning of the foundation. So I've been a part of fundraising, obviously program development, working with board committees, community committees, budgeting, finance, sort of every aspect. For so long, it was the two of us, so of course we were all wearing all hats.
Worthington is confident she's leaving the foundation in good financial shape.
A big part of my decision in leaving is just really because of the solid ground that the Community Foundation is on. We just finished probably our most successful year since we opened our doors 7 years ago. We added about $3 million to the asset base, so we're holding about $7 million in funds that Katie was just describing. We've been able to sock away a little bit of operating reserve, which is always, you know, helpful in the case of lean years. We got our national standards accreditation. We have strong programs in Live PC, Give PC, and, you know, the Women's Giving Fund is just days away from reaching the goal. So, you know, the big part of my decision was leaving is that it's just in a really good place. And I think new leadership just brings new energy, new excitement, and the opportunity to take the organization to the next level.
That's Tricia Worthington and Katie Wright with the Park City Community Foundation. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.